Okay, we are holding up the fort, Baruch Hashem. It's been an interesting year. Usually we don't have two exit times in yeshiva like this, but it's a complicated year with a different set of rules. But it's good to see the Olam here, and it's very important that we're here and that we're learning and we're steiging and we're growing and we're making moves. And we're in this sugya of Derech Eretz. I see the Olam Mamish really fell in love with this sugya. It's such a basic sugya, and sometimes we have to go back to the basics. And it's hard for me to let go of this sugya. So I just want to go one more week in the sugya of Derech Eretz. The sugya of Derech Eretz has so many dimensions. We talked about being a basic mensch, a ben adam, a human being. Somebody who the goyim would consider someone who he's a gentleman. You know, you like the word gentleman. What's a gentleman? A gentleman. You know, somebody who has certain sensitivities. A gentleman. Of course, they have all sorts of krumkeit and garbage in their definition of what a gentleman is. Half of it is arayis. But yesh b'zem mashehu. Originally, 26 generations before Matan Torah, there was a Musar called a gentleman, a mensch. And he had rules. And the Yisoyin HaDvarim is, we learn from the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, and we learn Barichus from the Chachma Musar of the Alter Mikelm, is a man is part of a group. He's middini. He's societal. The Alter goes through all the things, the Alter of Kelm in Chachma Musar, all the things that human beings need from other human beings. And it's the message of the Bria is that we have to be part of a group. And we've been working on this. And sometimes sugyas that we have are hard to keep up with. Like you hear the shmooze and it's overwhelming. This shmooze, the past few weeks, has been such a machayek. Because guys have told me, it's just like a matter of calling things out. And then you're like done with it. Like you're going to see a hat on the floor, right? And you're going to, we talked about the shmooze. It's like 10 years from now, Avrami. You're going to hear... You're going to see a hat on the floor like we talked about how you put a hat up. Once we call these things out, it's over. And I love easy work because I'm very lazy and it's hard for me to work. And I love things that just you call them out, you make fun of them a little bit, and then you're there because we all want to be menschlich. But a lot of times we lose ourselves. We're in a rush or we're just overcome with other things. We're absorbed in ourselves. And when you call these things out, you prevent the lack of menschlichkeit. And there's a Mishnah. We haven't even discussed Mishnayos. We've been going all over the place in all sorts of Midrashim and Gemaras, but there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Kedushin. Kol sheyeshnai b'mish mikra. Whoever learns Torah, d'shnai mikra v'akintargum, ube Mishnah, he learns Mishnayos. Ube derech eretz. And he has derech eretz. Lo b'meheira hu chote. Such a person, he's not going to sin so easily. V'kol she'eino lo b'mikra v'lo mishnah v'lo b'derech eretz, eino mina yishuv. This man is not from the settlement. What does that mean? Someone who doesn't have derech eretz, doesn't learn Torah, is not from the settlement? What does that mean? My Rebbeim taught me that this is like the worst thing in the world. You know, it's like not being from the settlement. I once went with my kids on a Jeep tour, which was fun, but it wasn't as fun as like when something really crazy happens. There was like this wilderness man who was a high-tech guy who they told us we might spot him on the Jeeping tour, right? That he like gave everything up to live in the wilderness, and he lives there, and he's like, you know, he's dressed in like rags, and he has tires for his shoes. We were hoping to see him. We saw the guy. This is like exciting, you know? It's like, I was really enjoying just looking like, wow, like what does he do? He goes to the spring for showers. I thought it was cheating to use tires for shoes. I feel like if you're going to be wilderness man, like find leaves or something. Like, no, like tires. He found them in some garbage. It doesn't count. Okay. But that's Eino Mina Yishuv, my friends. He's a great guy to talk to for a second. He stinks like you wouldn't want to imagine. And he really stinks because he's not part of the world. He's Eino Mina Yishuv. And the Rambam talks about this, my friends. The Rambam never fails us. In Perish Mishnayos, says the Rambam, The Rambam says, Kol sheyeshno b'mikra b'mishna b'derech eretz. Says the Rambam, what's derech eretz? Chaburas b'nei adam. Chabura tova b'nachos uva musar. Being friends with people, being around people, people who are decent people, and being with them, the camaraderie, the companionship. V'inyin zeh, ein zeh min yishuv. What does it mean, ein zeh min yishuv? That a guy who doesn't have derech eretz is not min yishuv? Says the Rambam, ein toelis bo b'yishuv olam. He's not worth anything for the world. He's not contributing to society. He's a leech. He's always mooching off everyone. He's always sticking his fingers in everybody else's munch. He never stells the munch. He just sticks his fingers in everybody else's munch. If we could get rid of him, it would be so much better for the world. That's what the Rambam says. Whoa! Eliminate the guy. Because he's not part of the team. He's not mina yishuv. That's what the Rambam says about someone who doesn't have derech eretz. And we talked about two levels of derech eretz. The first level, says Rabbeinu Yonah, says the Medrash Shmuel, is im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If you're not a basic mensch, you can't even start the Torah. You can't even begin. And then the next level is im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. If you want to advance to higher levels of menschlichkeit, so you have to learn Torah, and then you like expand your horizons of what could be the sensitivities of a person on planet Earth towards other people. Incredible. And we talked about all this, but we're going to go further because I'd like to talk a little bit about building homes. Shalom bias. I know you guys are not ready to build a home yet, but you can never start too early. And a Talmud Chacham, and when I say the word Talmud Chacham, I mean the process of Talmud Chacham. Halavai, any of us should ever become a Talmud Chacham. But the more we get more Talmud Chacham dick, the more we put Torah in ourselves, the more of this higher level of Derech Eretz we're going to get, and the more we're going to be shayach to building a bias Neman B'Yisrael. Listen to a Rambam and make this Rambam famous, my friends, because I've never heard anyone quote this Rambam. I mean, it's there in the Mishnah Torah, but I never heard anyone make it famous yet. So each one of you tell five friends about this Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Bia, Parachaf Aleph, Halacha Lamed Beis. V'chein Yossi Bito L'Talmid Chachamim. You should marry off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. Why? I would say, if you ask me, and I have places in the Rambam that say this, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deis and in Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's a mitzvah called Bo Tidbak, it's attaching yourself to the Shekhinah, Taira, 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 Taira. It's Gvalik. That's what I would say, Shai. I would say that that's the reason. But the Rambam doesn't say that over here, and it's tucked away in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Listen to this one. The Rambam says, She'ein Dover Meguneh. There's nothing gross or disgusting or unrefined. Velo meriva, and there's no bickering. Bebeso shel Talmud Chacham, in the house of a Talmud Chacham. What is going on? The Rambam says, marry off your daughter to Talmud Chacham. What are they all the times in the yeshivas are going, Torah, Torah. Very technical over here. Because a Talmud Chacham doesn't bicker, and a Talmud Chacham doesn't do things that are gross or associate with things that are beneath him. What's going on in this Rambam? And it's even more than that. The Rambam says you should sell all your stuff to marry your daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. Calm down. Do you know there's a halacha? It's usur to invest even a fifth, more than a chomesh, in any mitzvah. How could the Rambam say it? It's based off of the Gemara. They have to sell all your nechassim to marry your daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. You hear the question? It's a good kasha, right? It's amazing Rambam over here. By the way, when we say bickering, I said the word bickering carefully. Of course, husbands and wives have disagreements. That's the whole fun of being married, is disagreeing, right? It's hard to ever agree in marriage. It's part of the fun. Disagreements have nothing to do with bickering. I don't know if you've ever seen bickering. I've seen it, and I've seen people who are old enough and actually grandparents who bicker. I've never bickered, maybe once in marriage, but I worked it out. Not more than once. Bickering is not what people... Mariva's bickering. It's not discussing things and having an animated conversation with your Rebbetzin about things. It's katnus, it's being small. It says in the Rambam here, a Talmid Chacham doesn't bicker and he doesn't have disgusting things going on around him. You know what pshat is? You know why you're allowed to sell all your nechassim over here? Because the Rambam's not explaining the greatness of marrying a Talmid Chacham for his Torah. He's saying it's usher to give your daughter to a crazy animal like an Ama Aretz. So the Rambam says, sell all your stuff, not because of the mitzvah, because it's wrong to give your daughter to a crazy man. It's din in isurei bia. It's usher to send your wife to the lions. You hear this? Nice shot. On that, there's a din of loyim karena. And there's a song that everybody sings, my friends. A song. And now we're going to have an understanding in this song. Where's the makar for the Rambam? It's a song. In Ve'agefen, right? Everybody sings. I have no idea what they're singing. Psachim Mem Tes, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Le'oilam yimkor adam kol ma sheyeshlo. He should sell all the stuff. V'yisa bas tamer chacham v'yasi bito le'talmide chachamim. Mashal le'in ve'agefen bin ve'agefen. Davar no miskabel. It's a davar no miskabel. It's a good thing, and it's miskabel. V'lo yisa basa ma'aretz. Why? Because that's inve ha-gefen be-inve ha-sneh. Davar kiur, it's something gross. V'eino miskabel, and it's not miskabel. The Rambam learns over here. There are two sides here. There's a davar na, there's something beautiful, there's something refined, there's something above, and then there's something called a davar mechur, there's something gross. And then there's something called a davar miskabel, shalom bayis, a husband and wife who treat each other with respect, with majesty, with kavod. And then there's a davar she'eno miskabel. The shidduch is, it's mamish petering out. That's what a Talmud Chacham is. All the work we've been doing, my friends, for the past 4 weeks now, this will be the fourth week, is helping us build our homes. People who care about their roommates, people who care about their yeshiva, their community, even their country, even the world at large, will have a certain sense of, and not just on a human level, but on a Torah level, we'll have houses where there's no bickering. We'll have houses where there's nothing that's beneath, that's gross, that's unrefined. Higher levels of Derech Eretz. Higher levels of Derech Eretz. Let's start with Lo Meriva. I want to talk about no bickering. No bickering. That's a house of sensitivity. When you have a husband who's margil himself to be sensitive to someone else, then there's no Meriva in such a home. There's no bickering. There's no fighting like cats and dogs. There's a beautiful story about the son-in-law of Rav Natzan Tzvi Finkel, Rav Noam Alom. He's the Rosh Yeshiva of Brockfeld. Okay? Fascinating man. His family was Bali Tshuva. He became a Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. And the son-in-law of Rav Natzan Tzvi Finkel, Zatzal. How did they know that this would be a good shidduch? They knew he was a big Talmud Chacham. But you know what they heard about him? That when he wakes up in the morning, he's so worried about waking up his roommates that he always kept his shoes outside the dorm room so that he shouldn't make any sounds when he wakes up. That's how they sealed the shidduch when they heard that maisa. That's a Talmud Chacham's Derech Eretz. It's not just not being a J-E-R-K. It's pashut caring. My roommates are sleeping. No, oh, Mr. Tzadik, I get up early. Everybody else get up, right? Right? My alarm clock better be loud because I've got a Avodas Hashem to do. That's not how it works. How it works, I remember hearing from Rav Meltzer how to do Nevel Vassar very, very slowly and softly so nobody should hear in your room. Quietly. I enjoyed so much hearing Rav Meltzer, Rav Gershon Meltzer, and his Halakha Shurim discussing how you should pour the water into the bowl and so quietly, chas v'shalom, to wake your roommate because of your frumkeit. Torah creates a balance, a certain sensitivity, something amazing. And the Rambam, another Rambam, in Hilchas Deis, the Rambam has a special perek dedicated to Hilchus Derech Eretz of those who learn Torah, of Talmidei Chachamim. Listen to this one. Talmidei, I'm going to quote you just a few highlights. There's too much. We could be here for 4 hours. We're not going to be. So I'm going to give you some highlights to teach you the sensitivities of Talmidei Chachamim. The Lechem Mishnah is already Medayik. This whole perek is designed for Talmidei Chachamim. Means people who are learning Torah. People who are Torah becoming Talmidei Chachamim, like you yourselves. Hopefully there'll be hope for me as well. Talmidei Chacham lo yitzoek v'tzavach b'shas diburo k'behemus v'chayas. They don't scream, "Hey, David!" Right? I love those guys, right? The entire room has to stop because you've decided to groan out, you know, all of your, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You stop everything, right? It's like those people in the Beis Medrash who go for fun. And they stop the entire Beis Medrash. Like, I love those guys, right? What are you doing? There's a world out there. There are people over here. It's very nice you want to speak to David. Why are you just throwing it out? Says the Rambam, lo yitzoek v'tzavach, and intimidate people. B'shas diburu k'behemus v'chayas, like an animal. Lo yagbi akolo b'yoser. Ela diburu v'nachasim kol abrias. Speak softly, calmly. Also doesn't intimidate people. Certain people like, how are you? Fine! Right? Like, relax. Certain gentleness, a sensitivity towards a friend. And listen to more of the Rambam here. Misaper b'sheva chaveru. He's always complimentary to people. Eino misaper b'gnuso klal. He never speaks badly about people. We're not talking about lashon hara. Just even if it was mutter, he would never want to speak badly about a friend. That's the type of person that he is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And also, imra makam shedvarav mo'ilim v'nishmayim. If he sees that what he's going to say is helpful for somebody, then he says it. Omer, vim lav shosik, if not, he's quiet. It was unbelievable. In the Sudas Prada, I heard this a couple times. People who are good listeners, right? What's a good listener? There's so many people. They just want to talk and talk and talk. And then there's the art to saying, wait a second, maybe this person just wants to be heard out. Maybe this is not a good time. Like we talked about last time about being ma'ura v'mabrius. See where the guy is. Look what's happening to him. Right? We talked about the guy who just put out a sefer. Right? Understand he's holding his baby. Says the Rambam. What are some examples? Lo yiratza chaver b'shas kasho. First of all, when he gets a person upset, he gives him a chance to cool down. Like he understands, you don't like start apologizing to somebody when they're all upset. You have tact and timing for what you're doing, an understanding of where people are. And says the Rambam Viter, also, lo yinachamenu b'shashem meso mutal lefanav. He's not trying to console Avelim at a time when they're dealing with the mes mutal lefanav. Mamash, they're dealing with a tragedy. It's happening right now, and all of a sudden the friend's coming to console. The Talmud Chacham's Derech Eretz understands the right time and place for things. You know that most people who get offended in life are not from mean people. They're actually from good-intentioned people paying shiva calls who are saying everything wrong because they have no das. They're doing everything wrong trying to help. I love that. I mean, I hate that. But you watch these people come into the shiva house and like, here I am going to be Menachem. It's like, I have 5 questions for you, Avel. How sad are you? How old was your father? And what meaningful thing? Like, what is going on? A Talmud Chacham sits and he watches the scenario. Is this person happy? Is this person sad? Does this person need chizuk? Does this person need a good word? Does this person need direction? What does this person need? The beauty of that's Derech Eretz, my friends. He's a man of the world. He's Ma'uriv im Habrius. It's unbelievable. That's what you need for Shalom Bayis, my friends. That's what you need for Shalom Bayis. No man is ever going to be free from saying something dumb to his wife that's going to get him in the doghouse. I've never seen it. There's never been a man like that. But there are levels, right? There are people who daily mess up and people who only mess up weekly. Only weekly. A Talmud Chacham could end up mamish only messing up weekly. That's a zach, right? To understand his wife, to understand what she's going through, to understand when to say what. I'm telling you, whoever's not married here, You don't know about this yet, but whoever's married here knows oh so well, right? About the understanding of, I can't believe you just said that now. Like, what, like, timing and understanding of placement. High levels of Derech Eretz. That's what it means to be in the house of someone who learns Torah. And here's a beautiful Lashon from the Rambam. I love this Lashon. Listen to this Lashon. V'lo yera l'chaveru b'shas kilkalto. Eliyalim enam imenu. If he sees his friend, like, down and doing something embarrassing, he quickly, like, tries not to see. He tries not to see. Because he doesn't want his friend to be embarrassed. Other people is like, right? Or, you know, people, I always have a chakira with this, right? Well, you have these waiters, they're carrying dishes, they fall on the floor, right? Everyone goes, Mazel Tov! Right? So it might be a way of, like, calming down the situation, but it actually might be a suffik yeharg val yavor of being mavayish someone barabim. And I have a suffik, and I'm machmir not to say Mazel Tov. If a person, someone's a Talmud Chacham, they'll do one of two things. Either they'll actually pretend not to see what happened and let the person pick it up on his own if it's doable, right? Certain things, it's like, whoa, it's like World War III going on the floor because he's like mamish, right? Or they'll quickly just help and not say a word. You see the character of people in these situations. You see the depth of the Talmud Chacham, and I would say the word Talmud Chacham of the Torah being nichnas from the Ben Torah. It's a different level. Rav Meir Chadash, who is the Mashkiach. Mashkichim are very scary, my friends. Not in this yeshiva, I hope. But my son, you know, he tells me that in Eretz Yisrael, like, the Mashkiach is like, I don't want to say, but like, he's embarrassed, you know, he's embarrassed. His father's Mashkiach. It's like, Mashkiach's this person who doesn't daven Shmona Esrei. He doesn't do any mitzvos. You know what he does? During Shmona Esrei, he goes like this. He's not even Jewish, Bechlal. It just looks around like, it's like a terrible thing, like the worst klala to be a Mashkiach, right? Let me tell you about Rav Meir Chadash. Rav Meir Chadash, some boys from Hebron were doing something that was beneath them and didn't want to see. Rav Avram Gervitz. Listen to this story. I wasn't planning this story. It's always the best when there's a surprise story. Rav Dan Segel Shlita says that whenever you're going to say a story in the middle, it's Hashkacha Pratis, you should just go with it. So I wasn't planning it, but we're going with this story. One of the most beautiful stories. And I was zocha many times to have Rav Avram Gervitz, the Gates Head Rosh Shiva, stay at my house. I had Baruch Hashem have a relationship with him, have a close relationship with him. Malach Hashem. Somebody came and had a Sudas Preda in Gateshead. And he said, he's in yeshiva for a long time, and he said the following thing. He said, when I got to this yeshiva, obviously, you know, it was hard fitting in, getting adjusted, and I remember I was horsing around with my friends, we're running around the yeshiva, right? And then I remember hiding from him in the Otzer Sfarim and locking myself in, right? And then there's a knock on the Otzer's farm. Who is it? It's Avram Gervitz. I'd like to get a sefer. David, I know that one, the old Avram Gervitz trick. I'm not falling for that one. Hello? It's Avram Gervitz. Could I please get a sefer? Oh my gosh. That's it. Right? If you want to know how to die, like in this world, like without dying, that's dying. He opened the door, and he saw Rav Avram Gervitz like this, with his hands completely covering his eyes. And he ran away. And he said it as soon as prayed in front of the Rosh Hashiva. He says, if the Rosh Hashiva would have seen me, I would be gone today. The Rosh Hashiva did this, and that's a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is always looking to see the good. It's always looking to hide the bad. That's the highest level of believing in someone, is never wanting to see them when they're down, because you always want to picture them up. That's the Madrega that we're talking about over here. And that's the Madrega of no Meriva in the base to Talmud Chacham. This is why you'll sell all your money, all your Nechasim, you'll sell all of it, just to have your daughter be shayach to such a home. No meriva. Unbelievable. And there's more in this Rambam. The Rambam also says that you're always the first to say hello. Says the Rambam, Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam. You're always the first to say hello. Based off Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Afilu Nachri Shebashok, even Goyim, he was the first to say hello. What does this mean to be the first one to say hello? You know how much depth there is in this? You know how much depth there is in this? Right? You go somewhere and you see someone from camp, right? And all of a sudden, both of you have amnesia, like you don't remember each other. It's like, who's going to be the first to say hello? Like you pretend like, I don't know you, you don't know. It's the hello game. It's the hello game. The one who gets the hello got covered from someone else. And the one who says the hello is the loser who, like, has to give the covered. And all of a sudden, both of you are just, like, playing dumb. You're playing dumb at the chas, and they're like, right? All of a sudden, someone says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Oh, is that you? I thought, wow. Right? He's the mechabed. He's the one who's giving the covet. He's saying, I recognize you. I think you're a winner. You're worth it to me that I should give you the hello. He initiates. The person who learns Torah has a derech eretz where he's expected to be the one to say hello. There's someone who comes into yeshiva and he looks a little lost, right? Everyone just stares him down, right? Sometimes on Shabbos there are people who come here wearing interesting clothes and they look like different, interesting people. It's like they could be like some sort of like a specimen of some sort for everybody, or someone could give them a good Shabbos, a hello, right? We have a hotel over next door, so you could get all sorts of interesting people could pop up over here, right? To be the first one to say hello. Listen to a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says there's a mitzvah in the Torah, you don't need Rabbeinu Yonah for this, to love Geirim. To love people who are converts. But what you do need to know from Rabbeinu Yonah is he says it's not just going on converts. You know who it's going on? People who feel like strangers. They're in a strange place. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They're in a yeshiva. They don't know what's going on in their community. Someone takes initiative. Someone takes an interest in such a person. That's an expectation of someone who learns Torah. Listen to the high levels we're expected to have. Yeah. Put your ego aside and remember this guy. Acknowledge him. Let you be the loser for the sake of him feeling like someone recognized. Still playing this dumb game where you're both eating, you know, hot Franks and blankets at the shmorg in a chasna, like pretending you don't see each other for an hour. A chacham never acts like such a baby and such a little kid and so insensitive. He says, give me the opportunity. And by the way, I want you to know, and it's always this way. It's always this way. The guy who, everyone thinks they're smaller because they said hello. It's the exact opposite. The person who gets the hello melts and he'll do his shtachavaya to you. Whatever you, he'll be so appreciative that you noticed him, that you recognized him. You'll gain so much more relationships this way. We feel like we're smaller because we're going to him. We didn't get recognized. It's mamash the opposite. People who have covet are the ones who give shtel covet to others. It's a different metzias in the Rambam's Mamshech. The Chacham is only speaking in Gmilas Chasadim Divrei Chachma. So much positivity in his life. Incredible. And lo dover, that was Meriva. That was our first point. Setting your daughter up with someone who doesn't bicker. Who's a sensitive soul. What about maguna, things that are not disgusting? Right? There's so much a person who's working on himself can do. Listen to this Kav HaYasher. The Kav HaYasher is written a few hundred years ago. He quotes a Sefer Hasidim, which was written hundreds of years before. Listen to this. We know, we talked about leaving bathrooms not nice and doing things that are offensive to people. And what we didn't talk about is there's a Gemara about this. There's a very strong Gemara. The Gemara says, in Chagiga, Daf Hey, Ki es kol mais Elokim yavi b'mishpat, al kol nelamim tovim ra. Hashem has a mishpat on everything, even the smallest things that we do. What small things could there be? Harokik b'fnei chaveru, somebody who spits. And you can use your imagination in this way of offensive types of spitting in front of his friend. Or he kills a bug in front of his friend. Things that cause people to go, gross things. People who leave the post can even bring. People who leave bathrooms in a way that somebody's going to find them offensive. They don't realize when they get to Shamayim, they show them that toilet. Like, whose is that? That's yours. Like, and here's what you did. And they line up seven Bachrim who opened and closed that stall. And they're all pointing at you. That's scary. Right? Listen to what this chassid did. This chassid that the Sefer Chassidim did. Listen to what they did. Did he complain about the bathrooms? Did he complain about people who don't have sensitivity? No, he rolled up his sleeves. He would walk around town looking for gross things, right? Not such a glorious thing to do, but that's what he did. And any roke, any gross thing that a Yehudi caused, he would cover and make sure that nobody would get grossed out from that thing. What an amazing type of person. Not a person who's just cleaning up the bus, going, I can't believe they did that, or I can't believe that my sister didn't clean up her toys, and it's not my toy, right? I only did the truck, and she did the puzzle, right? Eventually we grow up and say, no, the greatest honor is to clean up for the klal, clean up for the tzibur. My chavrusa told me a maisa, someone who lives with him, in Givat Shaul. There's a cat phobia in this country. Right now they're getting better with these underground garbages. Over here they have some of them. By us, they don't have them yet, we're hoping, but it's on a slope. It's going to be harder to put them underground. And cats, like, sometimes just jump out at you. It's like, I kind of find it fun. Like, I throw it in, and I, you know, see what's going on. Right? Cats are a big entertainment for kids in this country. They don't have sports. It's like, cats is like a big zach. Never know where a cat's going to come from. But all the women are scared. So what do? They leave their garbage not in the dumpster. They leave it around the dumpster. And there's also, you know how many babies are in this country? You know how many diapers are in those things? You know what's going on? It seems, I mean, we don't have to know how bad these things are. And also, now the garbage men come, they have to be busy with this. It makes their job much more complicated. But these women are not trying to not be mentioned. They're scared. One of his friends, he saw. Every day he goes and he puts all of the bags into the dumpster. Mikam Chayisrael! That's where a person feels romamus. And I want you to know I had a great opportunity to practice this. Yesterday, we needed a Myriv in the Ezra's Nashim. And unfortunately, not everyone in yeshiva comes to the shmuz. And the people who didn't come to the shmuz the past 4 weeks left sasan v'simcha in the Ezra's Nashim. And we wanted to daven Myriv, but there was like grease and peat and all sauces and ganze maisa. And I said to myself, someone wanted to help me clean this up. I want the schus of cleaning up for Klal Yisrael. I've been preparing the shmuz, waiting. This is my big moment. It's like a parade to the garbage. It's geschmack! To live with aromamus, to live with taking initiative. That's what it's about, my friends. It's a higher living. Not always blaming and showing bias. You know how many people have, it's your job to do this, and it's your job to do that. That's not my job. That's your job. Like, that's bickering! In a real healthy home, you don't roll your eyes when your Rebbetzin doesn't do something. You cover for her. And she covers for you. And those little tiny people, they have like a corporation going on in their house. Like, you do this, I do that. You do this, you do that. Yes, it's your job. That's not how you operate. It's just to pile it on, Rebbetzin. Give me it all. Right? That's what it means to live in a house of Romulus. And taking a mensch needs to initiate. Needs to have initiative. And we don't just need initiative with others. We have to, you know, with the group. We have to also take initiative in areas we wouldn't have even thought. Amazing things. Like, there's levels of Derech Eretz you could find. One surprising one to me is we go to sometimes an Adam Gadol and we ask him to daven for us. We ask him to daven for us. And I've heard that Anashim Gdolim, the reason you went to them is because they care. And nobody ever tells them when there's a Besura Tova and things got better. And you, why not? Because we think, like, whoa, they're all these names. If they're gedolim and we went to them for a bracha, we went to them because they care. Listen to a Maisa Shahayah, two Maisa Shahayahs. This will make your life to realize what a chacham is, what Talmud Torah does. I was by my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira. And I had someone who was dear to me needed to get a test for a terminal illness. It was very scary. And my Rebbe was a very scary person for me. It was real din. And it was uncomfortable any time to go in. But I wanted to get a bracha. I went in and I said, this person, my Rebbe knew him generally, is getting a bedivah. He was so overcome. Oh no, he's getting a check for something. And I gave him the name. And then, as I'm walking out the door, an uncharacteristic, my Rebbe never was megala his zocha ledvarim harbe, his higher levels of understanding. He said, tell this person to do the check, but they're not going to find anything. Everything's fine. Just tell him. I was like, he never did this. This was not his normal mahalach, but it was clear to him that it was important to him to do this. So I did that, and then I told the person, the chola, that he's nothing to worry about. And then after a couple of weeks, it was niskala that Baruch Hashem, my Rebbe, was spot on. Then this person says, go tell your Rebbe that everything's fine. It was hard enough to go in there the first time. Like, he already said, Baruch HaKodesh, everything's fine. Like, so go. This is a person that I had to listen to. And I didn't really have much of a choice. And I used to go to my Rebbe Shir on Tuesdays and have to run back here after the Shir. And if I would wait till all the Hach at the end of the Shir and the lineup, I would miss Second Seder, which means I was going to have to go to my Rebbe before the Shir as he was coming in, which I thought he was mamash going to, I don't know what to me, that I would have the azus to go over to him to say anything before the Shir. But I had no choice. And my Rebbe's coming in, and my heart's pounding. And I said, Rebbe, this person that I spoke to the Rebbe about, he had a Yeshua, everything's fine. All of a sudden, he starts melting. He's like, thank you so much. Like, is this my Rebbe? I don't know. Thank you so much for telling me. Thank you so much. Then he went into the Shir. I was like, what? And I realized what an idiot I am. Why do we go to these people? Because they care. Dovi, this next Maisa is going to take you to America, and it's going to last you for, it's just going to keep lasting. You're not going to have to recharge just this Maisa alone. Not bad, right? It's pretty good. Listen to this Maisa that I heard from Reb Pesach Friedman, the head of Chaim V'Chesed, and also was involved here for many years. He was in the hospital in Shari Tzedek, okay? And Rav David Abu Chatzera from Nahariya, that everyone travels to all the way to Nahariya, came to the hospital because his sister was sick. Now, you have to understand, thousands of people go to Rebbe David for their own tzaras. Do you know what it's like to have Rebbe David in Shari Tzedek? It's mamash sakanas nefashas for Rebbe David. I mean, there are no bouncers, and it's like hysteria, and especially in a serious ward of terminal illness, it's like in latar of in lashar. And kachavi was a frenzy. Everybody was just lining up for brachas. Rebbe David is in Shari Tzedek. And Pesach Friedman was with him. And they were escorting him around. And they're like, every name, give me the name, bracha, refuah, v'chulei. They go down to the next floor. This is a maisa shahaya. They go down to the next floor. And a nurse approaches Rebbe David and says, my husband is having a heart issue upstairs. Rebbe David said, I know. And he said the name of the chole, the exact name of her husband. She had just met him upstairs among the millions of people that were bombarding him in those few minutes. So Reb Pesach asked Rebbe David, how? Right? So everyone else will go, Ruach HaKodesh, right? It's beautiful, but this is a much better mice than that. If that's what it was, it wouldn't be so impressive. He said, it's my responsibility. I daven for these people. What? If you think that a photographic memory could ever do such a thing, only a lathe, only a heart of a Talmud Chacham, of a tzaddik, could be able to do such a thing, to take in so much in such a situation. Be ka'amcha Yisrael, my friends. And we're coming in, we're not in Bein HaZmanim yet, Baruch Hashem, we have time. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, he writes that when a person sees a Talmud Chacham, or someone who learns Torah, he says it's a ratio of how much Torah you know, how much they expect of you. When somebody learns Torah, they expect of him to be nice, they expect him to be honest, they expect him to be somebody who has a basic Seder, a basic level of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and much, much more. The more Torah you have, the more the expectations. And a person has to realize that that's what we're offering over here. What we're offering is this, not book smarts. It's that parents, when they see their children come back from Eretz Yisrael, say, wow, this is what Torah does for a Yid. A sister that you never got along with says, wow, my brother should go back for a fourth or fifth year if this is what happens. That's the tachlis of all this. The tachlis is what the Rambam calls Yisrael Asher B'cha Aspire. Hashem's so proud of Klal Yisrael when they learn Torah, but the Torah changes them as people. And we went through this sugya, my friends. I'm ready to listen again. Because of modern technology, we can hear it. I can go on the treadmill and listen again. But we have to get this, we have to get this going. The more we're for the people, the more we're part of things, the more we're connected, the greater we'll become, and the greater we'll reach our, the sooner we'll reach our tachlis as Yisrael Asher B'cha Aspire.